The small town of Cooma in the Snowy Mountains is celebrating Olympic gold for one of its own, snowboarder Tora Bright. The 23-year-old won the halfpipe event at Vancouver. But it wasn't a straightforward victory. She crashed out in the first round of the finals. That meant she had to produce a flawless run in the second round to earn the gold medal. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, says he's full of admiration for any Australian who wins a medal at a Winter Olympics, given this country's relative lack of snow. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Tora Bright carried the Olympic flag in the opening ceremony and Australia's hopes for a Winter Olympic gold medal at Vancouver. And this afternoon on Cypress Mountain, she made her Olympic gold medal dream come true. This is how Channel 9 called the event.
The Cab 720. Oh! Tora Bright has gone smack! That is fantastic!
That is her best run of the day right then. When it counted most, that is a true champion.
Michael Kennedy is the chief executive of Ski and Snowboard Australia and watched the halfpipe final alongside Tora Bright's family.
It was an incredible performance. She put all on the line, but obviously with each jump and each trick, I was actually in the stands with just sitting behind her family and with all of the other Australians in the crowd. We held our collective breaths, and when she came across the line, it was just one of the most unbelievable scenes in the stands you've ever seen.
But her win wasn't straightforward. Michael Kennedy says there was a huge amount of tension after Tora Bright crashed in her first round of the finals.
She went for the big tricks, and it didn't pay off. She just came up short on one of the landings and wasn't able to hold it. So she ended up in 12th place after the first round.
But the snowboarder recovered well with an almost flawless comeback.
Tora just showed why she's the dominant snowboarder in the world and why she's won everything there is to win in the sport before tonight, except the Olympic Games, and now she's added the gold medal. So without a doubt, she is the greatest female snowboarder on the planet.
Snowboarding is big in North America, but it's a relatively small sport in Australia. Ian Chesterman is the chef de mission in Vancouver.
We've won gold medals before with Lisa Camplin winning gold in 2002 along with Stephen Bradbury, and then Dale Beck-Spiff won gold in 2006. So it's actually our fourth gold medal for Australian winter sport in the Olympic Games, which is just a remarkable effort.
Remarkable because Australia has comparatively few snow-capped mountains and is regarded as a summer sport country. Something the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, was equally impressed with.
She was excited. She was like a cat on a hop tin roof. She was over the moon with what she's been able to do in Australia's name at the Winter Olympics. As I said to her, you know, we don't have a lot of snow in Australia. I'm always admiring of Australians who can win gold or any medal at a Winter Olympics.
Tora Bright's hometown of Cooma has been celebrating all afternoon. Dean Lynch is the acting mayor of the Cooma Monaro Council.
It's just been amazing for the community. Cooma's promotes itself as a gateway to the Snowy Mountains. A lot of our kids, you know, do skiing for school sport, but to see Tora, who's a local Cooma girl, who everybody knows her and her family.
He says the gold medal win is the first for the Snowy Mountains town.
When she's back in Cooma, I know she'll receive the Cooma's equivalent of a ticker tape parade. It's just a really good feeling in the town, and just great, you know, that something so important can happen to a small rural community.
Dean Lynch, the acting mayor of the Cooma Monaro Council, ending that report from Bronwyn Herbert.